This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Let's go downstairs here at Petco Park and hear some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
Mike, with regards to Michael King, it seems like every time he goes out, he's got stuff. On a day like today, how much of it may be command in the zone? How much of it is just a scorching hot Phillies offense? How do you sort of evaluate that?
Probably a combination of all of it. I mean, stuff was good. Velocity was good today. Ball was coming out good. The changeup, throwing it to righties. So it had all the pitches working. You know, the walks hurt him before the damage, you know, to Castellanos a couple times. And, you know, we got a couple guys are there really swinging the bat well. We didn't make them uncomfortable enough.
As far as the offense left side goes, you guys score three twice today, but yep, then you're not able to come back and post a zero after that. How important are those zero innings after you guys do a nice job of coming back and putting a rally?
Yeah, it's something that we clearly need to be much better at. And today was an example of it, but it's taken place too much where we score and don't go back out and get up, shut down inning. And it's not for lack of effort, but it is for lack of execution. I mean, we had one half inning lead the whole series. And so you just, the whole time, it felt like, boom, we'd score, and then boom, they'd come right back, or they'd get the lead. And, you know, just not a recipe for how to win baseball games. So we've got to be better at it, clearly. Like I said, it just seems like we'd score, and immediately the first guy's on. And again, it's not any lack of effort, but lack of execution. So it will improve, and it needs to improve.
Mike, something we're not really used to seeing is the home runs, be it at this park or be mm-hmm. given up by your team. How much have they hurt you guys?
Yeah, they're hurting us. I mean, you know, like I say, you had some free passes, which are going to happen. You know, some guys are in their walks, and that's part of the game. You got to tip your hat when they do that. But then, you know, it feels like the homer right after, and, you know, we've been getting some balls in the middle of the plate and just giving up damage regardless of ballpark, but including this one, which is, as we know, more typically pitcher-friendly. So it's just a matter of making more consistent quality pitches and making sure that there's we're not working out the stretch and giving anything free, and then making good pitches and limiting damage. But right now we're in that stretch where we're making mistakes and we're getting paid. They're making us pay for it.
Mike, you talked a little bit after the game last night about, against stingy teams, October-type teams, yep, October-type pitchers, figuring out a way. How tough is it to come out of the series without figuring it out in at least one game? And how do you improve on that particular aspect of trying to beat these types of teams that are so good?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to continue. I mean, listen, we're clearly capable. We've beaten good teams this year, so let's don't minimize that. You know, we've won three series in a row against teams with good records, so it's not like we're not capable. The reality, though, is we've got to be consistent in doing so. And, you know, that ball club over there, it's a group that, you know, clearly is playing the game well right now. And it's a good club. It's a well-run club. It's a clean club. You know, they take good at-bats. They do everything, to make sure they're not giving anything away. I mean, they had one miscue themselves in this series defensively. We had none, you know, so we played clean defensively. We just couldn't overcome, like I said, some of the base on balls. And, you know, the bats today were really pretty good. I felt like we strung together good at-bats pretty much throughout the whole game. we have would have six to show for it, and you know, it's also one of those runs where you can't explain it. It's the proverbial baseball, but we're not going to whine about it. We're going to figure out how to be better. But, you know, balls are going off the top of walls, and line drives are getting caught behind people's back. And, you know, so the Globetrotters can't show up every day and get us. You know, but as simple as really just making sure we out-execute people, and that's the name of this game. Always will be.
Like, I know you didn't anticipate going 162 without a couple rough patches, but how do you punch back from this one, and was maybe kind of the comeback late a part of that?
Really, the thing about it, I've said this because we've been on, you know, a good run, and then, you know, you get on a run that doesn't, the ball didn't go your way. It will always be about the execution for me. If you just, and I've alluded to some of it, you know, we'll handle if there's any, you know, lack of focus or lack of effort. And there's none of that. There's not even close to any of that. This is a focus group. This is a group that's given the appropriate effort. But now it gets to be about just making sure we don't get too sideways with worried about the streaks one way or the other. You know, people, oh, we're going to go on an 8-run and run. The fact of the matter is we just want to continue to make sure we execute and play solid baseball. And like I said, we played clean for three games, played really good. How about our right fielder, by the way? I mean, day after getting the Platinum Gold Glove, I mean, that's nice of baseball players you're going to see. So I'll pause there and celebrate that. But getting back to the point at hand is it's really as simple as making sure we're throwing quality strikes and making our routine plays and taking good, consistent at-bats that are even more important against guys that are tough and able to pitch and add subtract. And over the course of the game and over the course of a series, the team that does that the most often is the team that's going to have a chance to win. And so if you lose sight of that, start to get distracted by all the other things and allow the lack of focus to take place, that's when, you know, things can get sideways. But, you know, we played a good club and didn't execute consistently enough to beat them, and we'll get back on that and make sure we do it. That's part of my responsibility.
Since we didn't get you before the game, the lineup change, I assume, was kind of matchup based. And did you like what you got from Profar in that spot, given kind of the success he's had against Taiwan?
Yes and yes. It wasn't as much matchup based, but I like Pro up there. Wanted to give it a look, and it looked good today. And wanted to give Bogey an opportunity to maybe see it from a different spot and drive in some runs. And, you know, Pro did nice to continue to take good at-bats. And when you're taking good at-bats, it doesn't really matter where you hit.
How did Darvish come out of yesterday, and is he filling that TBA?
Darvish came out feeling really good. We'll announce tomorrow, but he's on a really good trajectory.
Can you go back to that Tatis throw, and kind of, is that the type of play that I mean, for an outfielder to make, it's kind of got to be a former infielder, right?
Like, I think that's a great point. I think it's just an athletic play, but his background and being able to have infield, you know, throw from different angles, body control. I mean, the guy's got, stating the obvious here, guy's got amazing body control and athleticism. But the history of being able to throw from different angles and be able to, you know, have the background of shortstop definitely helps him there. That's why I like him when he, you know, takes ground balls occasionally and throws from different places for plays like that.
Think he's going to catch tomorrow?
I think it's likely to happen with Waldy going.
Would you? Sure, you're not going to tell us because you probably haven't talked to the players.
That's right.
You got a lefty going. Is Manny going to play third? Could Campy be your DH? Or
I've looked at a lot of different places. There's other guys. I mean, if Manny plays third, there may be another opportunity for somebody else to get off their feet and get some at bats, you know, and spread that DH around a little bit. But hey, I'm not sure if Manny's going to DH or play third tomorrow.
That's something you haven't done yet, and some managers don't. I don't know that we've asked you about it. A catcher.
Yeah, I've done it. I don't know if it'll take place tomorrow for the I did it in rookie ball, you know, 100 years ago. It doesn't bother me. We, you know, we end up going to a double switch. We figure it out, right? But tomorrow may be different in the sense that, like I said, we've got some guys that have been on their feet quite a bit. And, you know, Campy obviously came off the bench, like he could do the same thing tomorrow. So, you know, we'll evaluate how Manny feels, and we'll take it from there.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after today's game. Padres falling 8-6 to the Philadelphia Phillies. Sam Levitt back with you inside the loft here in the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we wrap this one up. A lot to chew on there from Mike Schilt. And that final question there from Kevin Acey, that was a good one with a lefty on the mound. Tomorrow, you've got Matt Waldron pitching tomorrow. Kyle Higashioka has been catching Matt Waldron as of late, but you'd also like to maybe get Luis Campusano in the lineup, especially after the home run here today and just the offense that Luis is capable of providing. But then again, Manny Machado played third base today, and we don't quite know if he's at a point where he could play third 2 days in a row yet. So then possibly you got to put Manny in the DH spot. So we'll see what the lineup looks like tomorrow. But that was a good question there at the end of the postgame press conference with Mike Schilt. I thought Mike Schilt summed up the series pretty well there towards the beginning of the presser when he made the point that the Padres had one half-inning lead this whole series. And that kind of sums up the whole thing. The Padres led 3-2 after the bottom of the third here today. And within a span of four batters, the Phillies took a 4-3 lead, and they never looked back in this game. That was the only lead, one half-inning lead. Quite frankly, a lead that didn't even last a full half-inning. That was the only Padres lead in this series, when it was 3-2 after the third. That was it. It sort of sums it up. And look, the Padres allowed 9 home runs in this series. They allowed 18 earned runs from their starting staff. Michael King giving up 6 earned runs here today. Dylan Cease giving up 5 earned runs yesterday. And then Joe Musgrove giving up 7 earned runs on Friday night. I said it in the opening segment. I'll say it again after we heard there from Mike Schilt. It is just hard to win games when your starting pitching is giving up that much and you're just falling behind. And again, aside from the brief, very brief 3-2 lead the Padres had in this ball game here today, that was the only lead they had in this series. So that sort of sums up kind of what this series was about. The Phillies playing really well. This is a really, really good Phillies team, and my goodness, we saw it over the course of this weekend. Not only do they have a deep lineup, a talented lineup, a star-led lineup, but they're pitching super well. And Taijuan Walker, really, before the Campusano home run, was having a great outing. Unfortunately for him, the Campusano home run totally changed his final line. Walker went 6 innings and a third, 6 earned runs given up in this game. But even with all that, the Phillies are 19-10, and this is not the Phillies postgame show, so I'll spare you too much Phillies analysis. What I find interesting about this Phillies team is, remember, in 2022 and 2023, they didn't get off to good starts at all. It's a different story this year. They're 19-10, and they seem like a really, really good team right now. So they proved it this weekend. Padres did not play well, sitting at 14-17 now. And Padres have not just lost 4 in a row, but they're now 3-8 in their last 11 games. So the question becomes, you know, as Mike Schilt was talking about there, how do you clean certain stuff up, right? How do you play better baseball? And I think whether it's the defense, whether it's the starting pitching, whether it's the situational hitting, the ability to apply pressure offensively throughout the course of a 9-inning game, it's a little bit of everything right now. The Padres have to start playing generally in a number of different areas better baseball. And again, when you look at this series in particular, playing from behind so often, and quite frankly, when your pitching staff in the last 4 games, going back to Thursday in Colorado's, given up 32 runs over the course of 4 games, 22 runs in this 3-game series, it's hard to win games like that. It is, especially when you're playing a team like the Phillies in particular, a Phillies team that's really good. So tough series all the way around for the Padres, and unfortunately they get swept, and the Padres will now try to snap a 4-game losing skid against the Reds tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app